Hi, I'm Robin McCauley, and I'm on the Rock Solid Podcast.
Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and joining me in the Zoom room to promote the release of his new studio album, Soulbound, please welcome back to the show, singer extraordinaire, Robin McCauley. How are you doing, Robin?
Hello, Pat Francis. Hello, Rock Solid. It's good to be back. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Hey, are you still located in Simi Valley?
Are you familiar with that beautiful bastion of civilization?
I certainly am. I lived in Woodland Hills for 15 years, so I am definitely familiar. Did you, I guess you were safe from the fires a couple weeks back.
Yeah, you know, we're right up, if you're familiar, I'm right up at the, close to the Reagan Library. And
okay.
So we have that whole mountain range between us, thankfully. We did have like 20-minute Santa Clarita fire that sort of pumped smoke right into this sort of dish. And then back over at Point Winami, we had another fire, also about 25 minutes. So kind of stuck in the middle, but we're safe. We're good.
All right.
And that's all that matters, thank God. Unfortunately, those poor people to the east and the south in Altadena and down in Palisades weren't so fortunate. So
fires are unpredictable, especially with those Santa Ana winds. It's difficult.
It's absolutely nuts. We've had a lot of rain over the weekend, and you know, good old California, we're expecting 80s by the weekend.
Of course, of course. All right, so your last studio album, Alive, came out almost 2 years ago to the day.
Right.
On the new album, Soulbound, is this the same team of players and producers that you worked with last time?
Not everybody. I managed to retain my go-to guitar player, Andrea Cerveso, who was on Standing on the Edge, and Dave. Alessandro Del Vecchio, who produced and co-wrote on the previous two, also at least two-thirds of Soulbound, together with myself and Andrea Cerveso. We added a new producer, Aldo Lenobile, who's the in-house guy at Frontiers, did an amazing job on this production. And he brought in Alfonso Maricino on drums and Alessandro Mamola guitar, and Antonio Gaeta doing keys. Great band, and I will actually get to perform with these guys in Milan, so get your tickets now.
Yeah, you have UK dates coming up for August also.
Yes, I have a lot of UK dates coming in. We're still adding. I also have I'm back in Sweden. I was in Sweden 3 weeks ago, and I got invited back for another festival the beginning of August. I'll do the UK dates. Then I head to Germany. I will do the Frontiers Festival. I'll also be on the Monsters of Rock cruise 10 through 15 of March, coming up very soon with Michael Schenker. And then after the festival, I think we're going down into Spain for another 5 or 6 shows.
Wow. This is great to get you and Michael back together and to get you out there just singing live. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, we did with Michael. I've been back with Michael for a number of years. We did a whole UK tour last year. We also did all of the big festivals in Europe, from Sweden to Barcelona, Hungary. So, yeah, we've been busy.
And with all this stuff, you still found time to get another solo album out there for us, and we thank you for it. How do you put together a solo set list right now? I mean, you have three, I mean, you've been releasing a solo album every 2 years now. That's the cycle.
Yeah, not to digress, I just also finished, got the rough mixes yesterday from Black Swan number 3.
Okay, I was good. That was my next question. Okay, so, and Black Swan, is it the same guys as the last two albums?
Same guys, and, you know, maybe unfair of me to say, but are fair. Listening to the roughs yesterday, it's a absolute kick-ass record. It's just great. It's just great. And it should be heading for the mix pretty soon. I'm assuming kind of a fall period for a drop date. I'm assuming with everything that goes into place. Same guys, Matt Starr, Red Beach, Jeff Pilson, and yours truly. And it's a great record. So that'll make number 6 if you combine my solos together one. 6 on the label. Soulbound, we wanted to kick it up a notch, and I really wanted to push Andreas Cerveza, whom I just love his guitar. And I really wanted to push him up more up front and set Soulbound. So it's a lot more edgy. He's a lot more involved with the writing. And I'm very... Drop date is very soon, February 28th. And 3 singles released already. One more to come.
Yeah, and people listening to this show right now, the album will already have dropped, because this show will drop about a week after the February 28th Excellent. Release.
Fantastic.
Speaking of guitar work, track 3, The Best of Me, this one starts out with some heavy drums and some blistering guitar. It is so good.
He's great. He never disappoints. So, you know, he's a young kid, but he's got great classic roots. And I just love Andrea's tone, and I like his writing. And when I started working with Aldo, his new record, he goes, "Anything in particular you want?" I went, "Yep, we gotta keep my boy." He kind of developed my sound for the 3 records, and I don't want to lose that. It's kind of a have going on, and I can't wait to actually get on stage with these guys, and we'll do a bunch of shows when we went to the rock festival and to Spain. It's going to be a blast. And asking about, you know, how do I pick songs for us?
Yeah, how do you put together a set list? Because you gotta promote Soulbound, but you also gotta please people that have been with you all these years.
Well, there's the thing. So, you know, a bunch of promoters, they started calling and going, "I can't believe you didn't like actually play any Macaulay Schenker period songs." And it's not the Macaulay Schenker band that's on stage, it's the Michael Schenker band. And Michael likes to stay to the classics and a lot of the stuff, which he will now start promoting heavily this year with Eric Grunwald, formerly from Skid Row and Heat on vocals. They basically started throwing songs at me. "How come I didn't hear this? And I didn't hear When I'm Gone and Give Me Your Love and Love Is Not a Game." And suddenly I'm going, well, I guess there's a lot of songs there that we didn't do. So I put a Firefest festival together in the UK last October. I headlined that festival, and then it was like the domino effect. They're going, "We want it, we want it, we want it." So I've been to Sweden. We'll be going back to Sweden. So we do a lot of the Macaulay Schenker songs that we don't get to perform when we're out with Michael Schenker. And it's a heavy combination of the solo stuff the Macaulay Schenker, and we even went back as far as the Grand Prix period.
Wow.
And for Firefest in the UK, I surprised him. I brought up two of the main writers on stage, and we performed Samurai and some other hits from that. And that was a great surprise. So it was the first time that's been done in that many years.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to do it. So it's going to be cool. You know, you think it's over, and then suddenly all this work comes in. And, you know.
This year, why not let Audible expand your life by listening? Explore over 1 million audiobooks, podcasts, and exclusive Audible originals that'll inspire and motivate you. Tap into your well-being with advice and insights from leading professionals and experts on better health, relationships, career, finance, investing, and more. Maybe you want to kick a bad habit or start a good one. Or maybe you realize it's time to start prioritizing your own happiness. If so, might I recommend Mel Robbins' latest, The Let Them Theory, narrated by Mel herself. It teaches you how to stop wasting energy on what you can't control and start focusing on what truly matters. You. Listening on Audible can help you reach the goals you set for yourself. Start listening today at audible.com.uk.
I'm so glad you're with Frontiers Music, because they really know how to take some of our veteran artists and really, really do good product and get you guys back out there, because you're still killing it vocally. If you weren't,
thank you.
They do such an
amazing job. I just cut the vinyls in. The vinyl looks killer.
Look at that. That's amazing.
I mean, it's just, it's awesome. I mean, they do such a great job. I'm excited, blue vinyl. It's like super cool.
Yeah. That looked like a gatefold and the lyrics inside there.
Yeah. All of the stuff. Look at that. And it's glossy, and it's super cool. Shout out to, my graphic artist, Nello Del Omo. He did Standing on the Edge. He did a live for me. And he has to have, if you're working as a graphic artist with me, you have to have a ginormous amount of patience, because I'm very picky. and I usually start out with a graphic idea and expect them to run with it. And they're just great. They're just very talented people. I'm blessed. Yeah. Amen.
Well, I mean, the graphic artist, his name is on the album somewhere, but your name is on the front. So it has to be what you want.
There's so many different configurations of it. And over the three records, we started tucking and slanted and did all sorts of stuff with it. And I basically let them run with it. And then they go, well, this is what we have. What do you think if I do this? And we have a little sort of a theme while I like to tell people there's no concept per se in any of the three records.
Yeah.
It's just how we move with it. You know, art is like the songs. It's music in itself, when you get a nice piece of artwork. So yeah, it's a collector's piece. It's cool. It's cool. It's nice to have.
Yeah, it sure is. Let me ask you this. When it's time to do a new album, who decides that? Does the label come knocking, or do you say, hey, I've got some ideas brewing, I think it's time to get back in the studio?
It starts at the beginning with a, hey, you want to come to the label? We'd love to have you on the label. Let me send you a proposal. You read the proposal, and it's either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever it is, records.
Okay, I got you.
And then, you sign up for your lunch ticket, and wherever the die starts to fall in the period, and we've been pretty timely with it, every 18 months to 2 years. So we're into number three. And my wife asked me the same question. Are you going to do another record? And I said, do you want me out of the house? So I have a good relationship with the label. So hopefully we'll continue to make music. Good music.
I sure hope so. And I know all the fans do. Let me ask you this, since you brought your wife up. When you go out on these shows, you're going to be on the cruise, you're going to be in the UK. Does the missus travel with you?
Not always. It's very, she's an extreme extremely busy woman. She's a nurse. She's an executive director for mental health.
Facility. Yeah.
So her calendar doesn't always tie in with mine, but she will come on the cruise. And when there's an opportunity to do a one-off somewhere, she will, if she gets enough advanced notice, she'll come out for the one-offs. She's never able to stay long-term. And I wouldn't put her through it because it's not the glamour people think it is.
It is not the glamour that people think. It is hard. It's hard work. If you could snap your fingers and just be on stage, fingers, and be back home, piece of cake.
If you could sleep in your own bed and, you know, have your own cup of coffee in the morning and just head up onto the stage, life would be a dream, sweetheart.
Yeah. Absolutely. For this album, Soulbound, are you the chief lyricist on these albums?
Yes, I am. I wrote everything this record, like I did on Standing on the Edge and Alive, with the exception of the title track on this one, Soulbound. I had submitted everything, and Aldo had some additional tracks he wanted me to listen to. And Soulbound dropped on my desk, as did Bloody Bruise and Full dropped on my desk. And I liked them both, re-demoed them so I could kind of put my stamp and see if it suited me. And then I really liked the title. Teresa Perry and Jan Ackerson from Sweden are the two on Soulbound. And I didn't want to interfere. You know, sometimes editors will go, oh, well, if it was me, I would change that, you know, and then expect a credit. And I went, no, this is great. This is good, like I like it. Bloody Bruise and Beautiful brought in a new writer for the label, Giancarlo Floridia. And he worked on a lot of the Black Swan videos with me, also worked on a lot of the solo stuff. And I didn't know he played guitar, wrote songs, and then he started submitting songs. He writes with Michael Sweet from Sweet. He writes with Lynch Mob. He writes with George Lynch. And then some. Yeah. He was pitching some songs. I had no idea he was. It just landed on my table, and I went, Giancarlo is on this one. So there was one that I liked the music, wasn't crazy about the lyrics and the melody. And so I rewrote Wonders of the World, which just came out as a single last week. The label liked what I did. And then Bloody Bruise and Beautiful, I co-wrote a bunch of stuff on it because it was great, but it just didn't suit me completely. So If it's great, I don't interfere with it. If it suits, we let it run. So a couple of additional writers on this one. But for the most part, if you hate the lyrics, you can point the finger at me.
Now you said Soulbound, you didn't have anything to do with the writing of that song. And yet that's the title track. Who chose this? Was that your idea?
I love the title. I went, as I was talking to Aldo, and I went, can I re-demo this and see if it actually suits me? And he goes, do whatever you want. So I re-demoed it. I put my stamp on it, changed a couple of melodies that suited me. And he, this is great. I love it. It's you gave it a different edge than the demo. And I said, I love the title. I think I'd like to sort of surround myself for the record, sort of a title, and I'll figure out artwork with Nello and see what we're up with. And that's kind of how that fell into place. Easily enough, it's the only track on the record that's different than the rest of the record. It's it has more of a symphonic-y kind of a keyword feel on it than the rest of the record. And I kind of like that as a bit of a balance. You know, have a, you know, so yeah, it came out great. Love it. Seems to suit the third record.
Was this album recorded together in the room? How'd you guys do it?
I wish. you know, they're all in Italy. I'm not. You know.
Okay.
I work with the same engineer as I have for the past two records, Andy Zuckerman. Andy lives, if you're familiar with the area, Andy is just a hop and a skip over to Thousand Oaks. That's where he is, right next to me. And so I use Andy's studio. We have a great working relationship. He has the mics I like working with. And what's funny with Andy is, you know, I get all the music here. I do all the demos here. I send it all across the universe. It lands somewhere in Italy. I pick the 11 songs together with Aldo that we're going to do. And then they'll send all of the stems, all of the tracks to Andy. He sets everything up, and I would say 99.9% of the time when I come in, he has no idea what it is that I'm going to be doing. He knows he has the music, so then we have to map it out. And he goes, what's the verse? Where's the chorus? Where's the pre-chorus? Where's the... Okay. So we do it that way, and it's kind of funny. But it works.
Yeah, it's kind of like a magic. It's like a magic trick almost.
It's a magic trick. You know, I'm lucky with Black Swan because I get to work in the studio with Rab and Jeff. It's a whole different setup.
Sure.
For the solo stuff, it's the long and windy road, you know. it's down to me. And I get the freedom of putting my stamp on it, provided of course. Which is why I guess you can make things sound different, because with the Black Swan, it's structured in that realm. When I do my solo stuff, obviously I work with Aldo on production, but it's more what I do on the solo stuff, which gives us a nice break, I think. Yeah.
Track one on this album, "Till I Die," a lyric is, "I'll hold you in my arms until I die." Just love it. It's so good.
Yeah. So you know, sometimes people go, how did you come up with that idea? And I give everybody the same answer, Pat. I don't have a book of magic words lying around. I don't use old songs, because if I didn't use them before, I'm not use them now, you know, and I don't keep the lyrics. People go, oh, my God, look what I found. I found the original lyrics to so-and-so song. You won't find that in my room. You know, it's like, I'm done. And I don't have books of lyrics and all of that sort of stuff. It's very spontaneous. I listen to the music so many times before I even hear. And then suddenly the music will tell me what to do. Till I die, lyrically, it's kind of me running away from something, running towards something. But I'll forget you as long as I'm running, because it's you'll always be with me, no matter what I do, where I go. And the whole visual for that was I was actually listening to Motorhead's Ace of Spades a couple of days before the video shoot. And I went, oh, because Filthy was a really, the drummer was a Motorhead, was a great friend of mine. And, you know, I think I might channel some Motorhead here. I told the video director, and he goes, yeah, good luck with that. And so I show up, you know, on the video with my Stetson and all my cowboy stuff on. And it was a heap of fun shooting that video way out sticks out in the desert. It was great. Yeah. And nobody caught me. And I never ended up getting to where it was I thought I was going. So,
One of my favorites on the album is track 4, Crazy. Tell me about this song, because, you know, I can interpret it my way, but I want to know what your intent was for the song Crazy.
Came to me in the shadow. Must have had me call your name. You were all that matter. Open up and let me.
I always tell people, you know, on every record, my wife goes, is there a song about me on here? And I'm like, there's never a song on there about you. It's kind of a fantasy, a dream. Someone thinking that the only way I will get close to you is actually in my dreams. And I want that to last forever. And when I wake up, I'm sad because you're not going to be, the reality will hit that you're never actually going to be there. And that's kind of what it is. And it drives me crazy that in the dream, everything is perfect.
Yeah.
And in reality, sadly, you know, wake up and smell the coffee, you know, you know, you've heard it said before, you know, yeah, in your dreams. that basically is where that idea came from. Yeah. Simple, but, you know, sad.
With the three songs that you've released so far for the world to stream, are you involved in picking those, or is that label decision only?
We're pretty much involved because, once we start, you know, we start submitting, that kind of it seems like a logical way to do it. I was pretty solid on Till I Die being the video opener. I yeah. liked that whole excitement at the beginning of the song. Old Bound seemed like a pretty obvious follow-up, not just because it was the album title. I'm one of those. I don't necessarily think that just because you have an album title and a song of the same on the record that has to be a single. It just doesn't. But in this case, it seemed to suit. And then we followed up with Wonders. Wonders of the World surprised me. I didn't think they would pick it as a single because I told you when it first came in as a demo, I needed to look at it and I liked the music, but I didn't really like where it was going. So I rewrote it and they went, we think a great third single. And the next single, I don't know if I should let it out of the bag, but next single I think is going to be Best of Me with the album. With the album drop, and that's going to kick you around the chops.
Yeah, again, that's the one I was talking about with the the blistering guitar. Is it frustrating that, like, you use the term single, but there's really not radio outlet for this? Like, for me, when I listen to classic rock radio, I think that they should play the classics, but then I also think they should play new music by classic artists. That would be my dream radio station.
I would agree with that. Yeah, I would definitely agree with you. There is no real singles media anymore. Yes, it goes up on YouTube.
Yes.
And yes, you see some artists who just like in less than 24 hours have a million plus streams, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those artists. I wish I was, you know. But we continue to do it, and the well established, they have that kind of a follow, and people will just constantly. I wish I was in that realm, but I continue to do what I do, and I'm enjoying it. So, do people sell records anymore? Not really. They download a lot of stuff, you know, it's a sad day for the artist and has been for a very, 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 very long time because they download and they share. So, you know, instead of two people, get one and see, you know, he shares it times he wants to. And
yeah,
there's no control over that, unfortunately.
There's no control.
There's no control. And it is where we're at. It goes up on Spotify and that's great. But knows that, you know, you don't really earn, say, like it used to be. You're just, it's the music out there. It's good to be able to share, and it's great to know that some people look forward to your next release, whether it's a single and or a whole album. Do we call it albums or records? What do we call it these days? We don't call them LPs anymore.
I still call it an album.
Is an LP.
Yeah. That's the thing. I still love physical media. I have a turntable. I buy CDs because, sure, I can stream it and enjoy the music. But, you know, when you hold up that vinyl album that's on blue vinyl and it's got the gatefold and all the artwork and the lyrics, I can't get that from streaming. I can only that holding it in my hand.
And that's why I like it. It's tangible. It's
tangible.
Nice. It's look at the vinyl on that thing. I mean, it's just... You know, and you can have your favorite artist on this. And all you need is a turntable, which I have. And somebody I knew, who shall remain nameless, in the days of Blockbuster and all of those outlets and Tower Records and all of that sort of stuff that was wonderful to go into and sift through the shelves. And even if you weren't particularly looking for something, just looking at the artwork and the sleeves of the, you know, the gatefolds, just great, great stuff. And he would come in and buy a CD or he'd buy the vinyl and he would take it home, he'd record it, then bring it back and go, I don't like it. You know what you're doing, right? And he didn't seem any harm in it. He didn't think there was any harm at all in it. And I'm going, oh, the worst thing you can possibly do to an artist. And now you take that and you multiply it by millions and millions and millions. And here we are today. That outlet is now gone.
Yeah. Well, I always tell people.
A direct, the direct result of that happening over those years. It just went the ditch, basically. That's what they did. They didn't realize what they were doing, but they did it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Today I went to Amazon. I pre-ordered 3 copies of Soulbound on CD, 1 for me and 2 to give away to my listeners. So,
oh my God, that's so nice.
That's what I like to do. And let me tell people where they can find you out there on the internet. RobinMcCauley.com. You're on Facebook, Robin McCauley Rock. Twitter and Instagram, @Robin_McCauley. The record comes out February 28th on all formats, including the beautiful blue vinyl gatefold from Frontiers Music. Please support the artist you love by, look, if you want to stream it first to make sure you like it, and then once you like it, go buy it. That's what I say to do.
You are absolutely correct. And tomorrow I will be going live on at 4 p.m. Pacific on Talk Shop Live. Ooh. On Facebook. And we'll be talking about just that, of how we can order. And if it applies to me, it applies to all artists. And it's nice to own something that's tangible. Yeah. And it's yours. It's yours. And you can look at it and want, and you're absolutely right, Pat. You don't get that when you download. You don't have anything other than what's on your, you know, if you have an iPod, but mostly on your phone these days, you know?
Yeah.
And that's as close as you're ever going to get to it. One of my sons has a huge vinyl collection because he just loves to collect them. And it's great to sift through it. It doesn't matter if you've played it 1,000 times, you're going, oh, God, I remember buying this. I haven't listened to it. And you put it on your turntable. Something that you can do when you download or you're streaming something. It's get out there and do it. And thank you for bringing all of that up. It's super, super important. People know that.
Of course. And in closing today, Robin, I asked the artist to pick a playout song from their new release. What song would you like us to use as our playout song for the episode today?
Oh, thank you. Let's go with the last track on Soulbound. There Was a Man, and make of it what you think.
All right. Thank you, Robin.
Pat, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Continued success with Soulbound and the tour dates. And we look forward to Black Swan and everyone out there. Follow us all over the internet. You can find us at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky and at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. And everyone, please enjoy There Was a Man. Thank you, Robin.
God bless you guys. Thank you, Pat. That was awesome. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.